Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 26, 2024. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, Can Our Perception Change? We perceive reality through our animal-like senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste and touch. To perceive more, we need to explore beyond our five senses' limits, breaking through into an omnipresent field existing outside of us. We have made various technical gadgets to broaden our senses, such as telescopes, microscopes and X-ray machines. However, they do not let us perceive beyond our senses because we, their users, translate their extensive ranges into the limitations of our understanding. Otherwise, we would not comprehend what happens with these devices. We thus do not surpass the boundaries of our senses. It does not mean, however, that we have to keep trying to invent new devices. On the contrary, we should improve and broaden our own selves. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches that inquiry into the meaning of life indicates a need to expand our five senses' perception. It does not mean expanding the frequency range of each sense organ. Rather, it means entering into a new field of qualities and forces. To fundamentally enhance our perception, we need to shift from receiving to giving, making contact with the environment outside of our senses. Understanding that our senses limit us, tying us to our animal-like body, how can we ignore our bodies and feel life beyond them? How can we experience life undisturbed by our bodies? If we do so, then we can discuss the objective existence of whatever is out there. That is exactly what the wisdom of Kabbalah focuses on, ignoring what our bodies perceive. Kabbalah thus dismisses various accounts of out-of-the-ordinary visions and sounds that many people experience, leaving them to others areas such as psychology. The wisdom of Kabbalah has no connection to ordinary desires, qualities and thoughts, since they belong to the quality of reception that is behind our bodily sense of reality. Instead, the wisdom of Kabbalah concentrates on helping us exit reception and enter into bestowal. It guides us on how to exit ourselves and feel space outside bodily interferences. In Kabbalah, we call it exiting the body and entering the spiritual world. It then becomes irrelevant whether or not our bodies are alive or dead. We start feeling reality with entirely different qualities, unrelated to our physical bodies. The wisdom of Kabbalah thus guides us to perceive the eternal and perfect world, and our adaptation, coexistence and consolidation in such a world also makes us eternal and perfect just like it. What level should a person reach? Question: what level must a person reach to no longer return to this world? Answer: he must reach the highest possible degree of correction. It depends on him and his environment. Question: can a person reach the highest level, and still the system, the upper force, can decide that he has some other function in this world, and he can be returned here? Answer: he himself may wish to return if he feels that he can add something more to the correction. Everything depends on the properties of the soul. Question: it is clear to me that a person should aim to do the maximum so that he does not need to be born again. But is there a certain level that I have to reach and that is it? Answer: we all rise to a common level called Adam. I hope that we can reach a point where no one has to start from the bottom up again. Question: in general, is it considered not a very good thing when a person is returned to this world again? Answer: no, no one is returned on purpose. But this, of course, is a serious punishment. There is no world worse than ours. Question: in principle, every person dreams of returning here again. Answer: with us, it is the other way around. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 2, 2024. The birth of the soul of the righteous. Their souls come and become impregnated in a person, in what is called impregnation, to assist him in the work of the Creator, Rabash, Article 10, 1984. What is the degree one should achieve in order not to have to reincarnate? Ebur is the conception of the soul of the righteous, which we must welcome, and we need to create all possible conditions so that people who begin to study Kabbalah can learn and rise to this level. Man himself partially participates in this conception by learning to be in good relations with others. Initially, a man does not have a soul but only the potential for its development, and it is conceived only when he works in a group. Question: it turns out that the soul is not something personal, but a kind of inclusion? Answer: the soul is a general construction that includes everything. But each person can independently urge the special development of his soul, since everyone has a particle of the common soul. And when one reveals this, one attains his part regarding the common soul. Question: only his part, but not the common soul? Answer: no, he cannot reveal his whole soul. It is enough for him to reveal only his part, and then unification, inclusion of souls in each other, and the further process of correction take place. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 2, 2024. We can't be left alone. The eagle was sitting on a tree, resting, doing nothing. The little rabbit saw the eagle and asked, "Can I sit like you and do nothing?" "Of course, why not?" he answered. The rabbit sat down under a tree and began to rest. Suddenly a fox appeared, grabbed him and ate him. Moral: to sit and do nothing, you have to sit very, very high. Fable, source unknown. My response: yes, but I don't think this is the solution to the issue. And the eagle has problems, it has enemies, and it also must defend itself and imagine other conditions. Question: so it still needs to keep an eye out? Answer: definitely. No living being can exist like this, without caring about anything. Question: when can I allow myself to be at peace? Answer: only if, heaven forbid, you are dead. Question: is this peace? Answer: yes. Comment: but you always say that the Creator is at rest, and we must move toward peace one way or another. My response: for us, this state is death, because we must kill ourselves, our egoism. Question: is this state what you mean? Answer: yes. Question: so I have to kill my egoism? And my whole path is to kill it? Answer: yes. Question: but we are all rabbits. We can't be at rest. There is danger everywhere, on the right, on the left, everywhere. Answer: yes. Question: so, you say that danger exists precisely because we are, as it were, attached to this egoism. How can we not be a rabbit? Answer: to do this, we need to know exactly what awaits us, what we must sacrifice, and how to be free. That is, we must study the nature of our world, the nature of the higher world, and the paths of transition from one state to another. Question: this, in principle, is education? Answer: yes. It is not simple. I must remake myself, become a person of the upper world. Question: how does this peace begin? Answer: with love your neighbor as yourself. And this is already the height of an eagle. Question: that is, we can allow ourselves some initial, minimal repose if we come to this rule, love our neighbor as ourselves? Answer: if we accept it at least theoretically. Question: do you think we do not even accept it theoretically? Answer: no, of course not. Comment: we talk about it all the time. My response: we are talking. Question: then what does it mean to accept it, at least theoretically? Answer: accept it. That is, begin to look for ways to master this law, this condition, look for how to get out of your egoism, and how to rise above your nature. Question: to love and not to hate? Peace instead of war, good relationships instead of evil. Although you always say that human nature is different. Answer: you can't do anything. Especially in our time, We are already approaching this. We still have to somehow prepare ourselves to move to the next level. Question: in your opinion, is humanity already at this stage and has lingered on the previous one, or not yet? Answer: no. We are not at any stage yet. Question: have we not realized it, but maybe we are the? Answer: no, on the contrary, we are beginning to realize what stage we are at and that it is far from ideal. Question: so since our nature is different, do we need to take a step into the abyss? Answer: this is not a step into the abyss. These are rash actions, they are not welcomed by anyone. On the contrary, we must clearly understand what is in front of us and take an absolutely rational step forward. Comment: so I know that in front of me is love your neighbor as yourself, and that is the only way I am going. My response: yes. Comment: there will be a lot of interference from all sides, naturally. My response: we can overcome them all if it is we. Question: if it is not me, but we? Answer: yes. Question: could humanity make this decision at some point from great suffering or from what? Answer: I have no idea. Question: then a small group can? Answer: a small group can. And I cannot imagine that humanity can. Question: is it contagious if a small group comes to this? Answer: this is the mission of the Jewish people, to become such a group and show all humanity that this is possible. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 30, 2023. From my own experience. Question: how can one rise in faith above reason by judging oneself? Answer: that is what we are doing. I cannot explain what it means to be in faith above reason. A person should format himself in such a way that he feels from his own experience what it means to be within reason and above reason. When, in accordance with this, he has feelings about what it means to be within reason, in oneself, in work, in desire, and a feeling above reason arises, then he will be able to work with these 2 degrees and come close to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 10, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Torah Lishma. Questions about spiritual work, 63. Question: is the state of ashes a descent to the inanimate degree or a transition to the human degree? Answer: the state of ashes can be at any degree. It is when a person simply loses a sense of where he is, with whom he is connected, and so on. Question: what determines which quality currently dominates us? Answer: it depends on what degree a person is at. Question: does the ten as a whole also go through all 4 degrees, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and speaking? Answer: partly, we have to go through all these degrees individually and all together. Question: should our dissemination include different degrees or focus on some of them? Answer: no, it should not. You have to disseminate in a way that it will be clear to everyone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 11, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Still: vegetative, animate, and speaking. Assemble all the sparks of the soul. Similarly, in spirituality, first, one needs to receive from below upward. At that time, he can only receive and not add. But afterwards, in the second state, one can add as well. Baal HaSulam, Shemati 166, 2 Discernments in Attainment. Question: what do we receive from below upward, hisarans, deficiencies, of the nations of the world, or do we collect those sparks of light that fell into Klipa? Answer: we collect all the sparks that have fallen into our egoism. We do not want to work with egoism, but we collect all the sparks and raise them, and from this our holy image begins to be created, which is aimed only at bestowal. To do this, we try to be closer to each other and ask the Creator to connect us so that we feel who we are and what state we are in. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam to Discernments in Attainment. Communicate directly with the Creator. Question: how does love for the other lead to love for the Creator? Answer: how else can one love the Creator? You only can based on the fact that you can practice by loving the other. When you work on yourself and want to rise to the quality of bestowal and love, it turns out that first you have to get closer to your friends, feel yourself in unity with them, and then, based on this common feeling, you will be able to turn to the Creator. Question: so there is no way to love the Creator directly? But many people have a feeling that they love the Creator. What is it? An illusion? Answer: they just say that because their ego pushes them to do it, a connection with the Creator? No problem, we are friends with Him. I love Him and I want Him to love me. This is clear. But this is not what is required. Question: does the Creator love each of us directly or only through the whole of humanity? Answer: each one of us and all of us together. Whatever you want, He knows each of us. Question: then why shouldn't we treat Him directly, but through others? Answer: the fact is that in order to develop the right feeling for the Creator, you must first reach the quality of love for your friends. That is, love for friends is a tool. When you reach this, then you will be able to communicate directly with the Creator. With your friends, you will continue to be in a state of love, friendship, connection, and adhesion. You will always need them. You yourself will not want to give them up, because this is the key, this is the basis from which you come closer to the Creator. From KAB TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 19, 2023.